slavery in North America in the 1800s.
A slave must work very hard for someone for no money. Today, there are very few countries in the world where slavery is still allowed. But in the past, it was very common in many countries in the world. When we think of slavery, we often think of the slaves in the southern states of the USA during the 1800s. The colonists who moved to America needed a lot of people to work on their land. Other colonists did not want to do this work, and the owners also did not want to pay people. So slaves, mainly from Africa, were brought to the country. The slaves traveled on overcrowded ships, and many died during the journey. British merchants made a lot of money from selling the slaves to the American colonists. Once the slaves arrived in America, slave traders took them to markets where they were bought and sold. The slaves had to work very hard and were often punished. Many slaves died because of the horrible way they were treated. Another very sad thing was that slaves were often separated from their families. Often mothers, fathers, and children went to different states. Because of their terrible lives, many slaves tried to run away. A secret system called the Underground Railroad was established by people who were against slavery. These people, called abolitionists, helped runaway slaves by giving them food and places to hide. As a result, many slaves escaped to the northern states and Canada. The differences of opinion about slavery in the North and South was one of the reasons for the American Civil War, which began in 1861. The war lasted 4 years and caused many problems even after it ended. The war started because some southern states tried to separate from the Union. At first, President Abraham Lincoln took the northern states into the war to try to save the Union, but freeing the slaves became important during the war. In 1863, President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This document stated that all slaves in the southern states were free. Lincoln knew he had to wait until he won the war, but the proclamation told the South that the end of slavery was near. The Civil War ended in 1865. The 13th Amendment was passed the same year the war ended. The amendment made slavery illegal throughout the United States. Life slowly got better for African Americans, but it took a long time. In 1964, the Civil Rights Act became law. This made discrimination based on race, color, religion, or national origin illegal. A lot of people, especially in the South, protested against this new law, and there was a lot of violence. During the 1960s, the civil rights movement, with some of the important people connected to it, such as Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, became very important in improving the rights of all African Americans.